You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The merger of HDFC Bank with Housing Development Finance Corporation could turn out to be a major event for the benchmark NSE Nifty 50 index, which currently consists of both stocks. According to analysts at ICICI Securities, the proposed merger, once in place, will likely result in an unprecedented 14% of the Nifty 50 weight getting readjusted. This would likely result in close to Rs 48,000 crore worth of buying and selling based on July 2022 prices, analysts said. HDFC and HDFC Bank have secured a few approvals for their merger, which was announced in April this year, including that of the Reserve Bank of India and the stock exchanges. As of July 29th, HDFC Bank has a weight of 8.36% in the Nifty 50 index. Second only to Reliance Industries, HDFC has a weight of 5.72%. In the IPO sector, Balaji Amin subsidiary Balaji Speciality Chemicals filed its draft red herring prospectus with Capital Markets Regulator Securities and Exchange Board of India this week to raise funds through an initial public offering. The public issue consists of a fresh issue of equity shares worth up to Rs 250 crore and an offer for sale up to 2.6 crore equity shares by the promoter and selling shareholders, according to the draft papers. The Solapur-based Speciality Chemicals Company will use the funds raised via fresh issue to repay 68 crore of its certain outstanding borrowings and use Rs 119.5 crore to fund its working capital requirements besides general corporate purposes. Meanwhile, Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah this week said that more than 300 cooperatives, including 45 multi-state cooperative societies, have been onboarded on the government's public procurement portal, Government e-Marketplace, as buyers to procure goods from lakhs of MSMEs and other businesses. The National Cooperative Union of India, the nodal agency for facilitating the onboarding of cooperatives, has prepared a list of cooperatives with turnover or deposits of Rs 100 crore to get on the GEM portal in the first phase of onboarding. According to the government, there are over 8.54 lakh registered cooperatives with 27 crore members in the country that would now be eligible to board the GEM platform. On to the aviation sector. According to information provided by the Civil Aviation Ministry, Indian Airlines went through 478 technical issues between July 1, 2021 to June 30, 2022. Air India was the most affected by these issues, followed by SpiceJet, IndiGo and Go Air. Minister of State for Civil Aviation V.K. Singh told the Rajya Sabha on Monday that an aircraft may experience technical issues due to the malfunction of equipment and components that are required to maintain the safety and efficiency of the flight. These issues are usually reported by the flight crew after receiving a visual or oral warning. He also stated that these issues can additionally be caused by the aircraft's inability to operate properly or handle the aircraft. Despite the high number of technical issues that the airlines faced, Singh noted that only 27 safety-related issues were reported during the 2021 and 2022 financial years. Moving on, households expect the inflation to have moderated by as much as 80 basis points in July from the previous month, according to a survey by the Reserve Bank of India. The RBI's bi-monthly household inflation expectation survey showed that the consumer median inflation perception moderated to 9.3% in July from 10.1% in May. CPI inflation in India breached the RBI's 6% tolerance limit for the fifth month in a row in June, marginally falling from 7.04% in May. Now, the RBI survey suggests further moderation could be on the cards. The RBI data showed that median inflation expectations moderated for most categories of respondents for the current period, as well as 3 months and 1 year ahead periods. For food items, the survey showed that 83.7% of the respondents believe prices will increase, down from 88.4% in May of this year. Lastly, Reliance Industries Chairman Mukesh Ambani is expecting RIL's green energy segment to emerge as the major growth engine for the conglomerate, which could potentially help India have the world's most affordable green energy within this decade. In his message to the shareholders in the company's annual report for 2021-22, Mukesh Ambani said, "Just as India has the world's most affordable wireless broadband today, we will have the world's most affordable green energy within this decade." He said that RIL has entered into a series of partnerships, including equity investments with local and international companies with technological and execution capabilities, strong track record of innovation, and a growing number of patents and IPRs across the green energy value chain. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.